The stock, this is dictating on Harry Snyder, Harry, Harry, Harry Snyder, Snyder, as in Sam, Snyder. Date of birth is 6/11/52. Date of visit 11/6/24. Please make copy for Adam Pasternak, D.O. Adam, A.D.A.M. Pasternak, P.A.S.T.E.R.N.A.K. Pasternak, D.O. Next paragraph. Dear Adam, thank you for sending Harry Snyder for preliminary evaluation. Next paragraph. Fist present illness. This is a 72-year-old male who has a past history of COPD has been experiencing cough with yellowish sputum and shortness of breath with minimal activity that is limiting his daily activity, and he has been using a albuterol inhaler with no significant relief. The patient has no chest pains, and he has some leg swelling, and he also has had some weakness of his left arm and leg. I'm sorry. He has had some generalized weakness, period. The patient also has a history of obstructive sleep apnea and has used a CPAP mask. The patient moved from New York and his polysomnographic study is not available for review. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for COPD and history for obstructive sleep apnea. He has had atrial fibrillation and history of coronary artery disease. The patient has had sinus surgery and had a tonsillectomy in 1960 and had hydrocele surgery in 96. He had a penile prosthesis, which has malfunctioned. Also has been treated for chronic kidney disease, pre-diabetes, and has hypothyroidism. Has had ablation for atrial fibrillation. Had a mild stroke with left-sided weakness. And has had spinal fusion. Of the C spine following his fracture. And he has a spinal implant for pain management. Next paragraph, allergies, dust, and dogs. Next paragraph, habits. The patient does not smoke. Previously smoked for 2 years, less than a pack per day. All alcohol use, none. But he worked in construction and was exposed to asbestos dust and cement. Next, next paragraph, family history, father died of a heart attack, mother died of stomach cancer. Next, system review, the patient has fatigue, no fever, he has cataracts, no glaucoma, he has no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds, denies urinary frequency, denies asthma, but has some shortness of breath with coughing spells. No abdominal pains, no diarrhea, constipation, no chest or jaw pain, no palpitations, but has leg edema. He has no depression or anxiety. No easy, he has easy bruising and joint pains and muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash. Next, med list. Atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, allopurinol 100 milligrams daily, buprenorphine 2 milligrams, daily, finasteride 5 milligrams daily, Flonase nasal spray 2 sprays in each nostril daily, Synthroid 50 micrograms daily, Oxycodone 10 milligrams PRN, Spirivaracimat 2 puffs a day, Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily, Xarelto 20 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam, this moderately obese elderly white male is alert, no acute distress, no pallosanosis, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure is 130 by 70, pulse 80, respiration is 22, tension 97.5, weight is 229, saturation 90. HEAD, non-spheric, people's reactive, clear over clear, throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements of decreased excursions. Scattered visas in the upper chest with no crackles on either side. Heart sensor regular, S1 S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema. There are mild varicosities, there's no cap tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus, no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are ghostly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Number 2 is chronic dyspnea. Number 3 is hyperlipidemia. Number 4, history of obstructive sleep apnea. Number 5 is gout. Number 6 is hypothyroidism. Next line, plan, the patient has been advised to get a chest CT without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study. You will also be sent for a polysomnogram since we do not have any record of his previous sleep study. You will continue Spiriva 2 puffs once daily and Albuterol inhaler 2 puffs QIDPRN. Weight loss was discussed with regular exercise. A follow-up visit we arranged for approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Adam Pasternak, D.O. Thank you.